Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Judah Albright. Thank you so much for joining me for Love Your Addiction. I'm sure that you are aware that everything on this planet has a life, and that means addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see and hear and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. So I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? We have to stop fighting for our belief that we are wrong. What about your rightness? When you love something like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and you give them love, you are better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. Today, Sharon Ann Wyckoff rejoins me once more to talk about another way of transforming your world, your life of addiction. And this is about the experiential path. And she invites you to ask yourself this question. Have you ever shifted your perspective previously about your addiction? And then recovered your real self only to fall back and get into the same patterns around the addiction? Well, if so, this experiential path may shed some light on what's happening and how you can shift your life. Without understanding, acknowledging one's darkness, one's lightness cannot totally be held in place or take over. For years, Sharon pondered just how much she had to revisit the dark in order to be the light. The path was revealed, and she is here to share her understanding with you. Learn how the understanding of the truth, the love, and the peace that is naturally yours. Learn about our little one and our wise one. It can transform our understanding and lead us back into the light. Normally, I would ask you to join me in the chat room right now, but I am having trouble accessing it, so I am not even going to continue playing with it. But you certainly can call in with your questions and your insight. The phone number is 516-453-9181. We are all in this together, and I'm sure that every one of you desires joy and peace and love and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our depressions and our hatreds and angers, despairs and lack, all of which, by the way, contribute to addictions. Neither Sharon nor I are out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. We are simply the messengers of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. Before I bring Sharon online, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. She is an experienced telesummit speaker and organizer, and she is once more joining me for some kitchen table talk, where she is going to offer solutions to addiction, cravings, and distraction dilemmas. Sharon Ann Wyckoff was born into a family living in the field of addiction. And now, decades later, having found the field of freedom and living from there, she is passionate to share all that she has learned on her journey. And she does that very well on her Blog Talk Radio program, Voice of Change, which is blogtalkradio.com/voiceofchange. And on that program, she interviews astounding people who are making a great impact in their respective fields on how to live life in a more successful way, aligned with one's unique potential. Sharon is also a universal life minister, an EFT practitioner, and she's credentialed in the field of parent education, child study. Sharon, thank you so much for coming back and joining us.
It is a pleasure always to be with you, Jude. It really is. I so enjoyed so much. Oh, you're welcome. I just enjoyed so much of what you said in the introduction, and I just really want to say I appreciate you for the light you bring, because how many people are told that to accept what is, to really know that you are beautiful and that your addictions can lead you to a deeper understanding about yourself, to really to love your addiction. So thank you for bringing a different perspective to addictions.
And thank you for that comment. And I also thank you for joining me today and validating this, because I know that you too are on a similar path to mine, and that's what makes it so beautiful. Would you like to maybe start out by recapping a little bit about what you told us last month? Would
sure.
that be appropriate? Or?
Of course. I have a spiritual teacher, Satchari, and he's often talked about the spiritual path being two different, the journey being two different paths, the awareness path and the experiential path. And over the last year, I've seen how the journey in solving one's addiction can also be on this same twofold path. So last week we talked about the path of awareness, where you become aware of what you're doing. And I spoke about stepping back a little bit from the addiction. If you're so engrossed in it that you can't see what you're doing, then this probably isn't going to be a program you can really get into, because we do have to step back and have some distance. So hopefully that will come to you if you're not there yet. Then we also talked about putting your attention on what you want. You have a choice. You can either put your attention on the addictive chemical is, the food, the cigarette, the drink, whatever it is. Or if you have some perspective, you can say, I want to choose a different way of living, a different attention. For me, it was really wanting to be able to give more to my spiritual work that allowed me to really sacrifice the addiction that I love, the food, and go in a different way. And I shared a story about Deepak Chopra in his book called Overcoming Addictions, where somebody, a young woman, was just very much into drugs. And he brought her back to thinking about what she loved to do, and her passion was horses. So she switched her attention from the addiction to the substance to horses, and then she took actions along with Deepak Chopra's help. And I talked about once you get into a new path, you can live in a new way, you can create a new life, and then to really appreciate yourself for that. So this is the path of the awareness, a lot of it done through the mind. And where I'm going today is the experiential path, where we really get into, I call it, like to call it the life, the story of your life is within you. This, the book of life is within you. And once we get into that and see what is happening there, you can take a different path. So that's where we're going to be going today.
Oh, and you put that so beautifully, and I like that you said, if you're not there yet. It is very difficult to pinpoint when somebody is going to have the readiness to look at the fact that there is an active addiction in their life. For some people, it happens very quickly, and for other people, it can go on 40 and 50 years.
Yeah.
But what I would like to point out right now is the energies that are coming into the planet right now are so intense that everybody's crap is coming up. It's coming up for a clearing, a colonic, a massive bowel dump, whatever you want to call it. It's like somebody who has never taken out the trash and let it pile up and stink. Right now, many people's lives are stinking to the point where they really need to have the awareness that Sharon talked about and to listen to what she calls the experiential path. Go experiential path, Sharon.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up the idea that the energies on the planet right now, they really are switching things. And I think they are bringing people's stuff up for them to see. And they're also an opportunity to look at things differently. If you have had a problem for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, this might be the day, the week, the month that you can shift that. So just know huge possibilities for that too, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it is certainly my intention for everybody on this call, anybody on the planet who is having an issue with addictions, whether it's somebody you love or your own addiction, please let today be the day that is your turning point.
Yes. And for those of us who have taken a lot of steps along the pathway, sometimes an addiction can come back and really be in our face again for us to choose the path once again. I was realizing they talk on the spiritual path that there is like a spiral going upwards. And every time we go around that spiral, we are increasing our ability to live in a spiritual way. But sometimes the old things come up. So just know that if some old patterns are coming up for you, it's an opportunity to look at something. And perhaps the experiential path, which is a little different than some of us have been used to, may support you. On the experiential path, you want to just be aware of what comes up in your life to look at. And as Jude said earlier, too, to be able to be in acceptance of what is coming up. This is so key, to be in acceptance. And once you have an acceptance of your addiction or of whatever you are facing in this moment, and you truly and deeply embody an acceptance of it, not that you want to stay there, but just being okay with it, then you can see new ways of moving past it. On this path, you want to be aware of what is coming up right in front of you. Sometimes things can come up from your childhood, things that are not finished, things perhaps from last year in a relationship. And these are issues that we want to look at to be able to meet. One of the things that I have found came up in my life about 15 years ago was in utero experiences. And after looking at those for a long time, this is what Jude referred to as, you know, I didn't know how much darkness I had to go into because I'm all about the light. But my teacher, Satri, has really said, you know, without us going into the darkness, there cannot be light. So I have needed to go back in and explore the darkness in the in utero experience. And the bottom lines, what I came up with, is that I felt powerless and helpless. And therefore, I wanted to be taken care of. And this has also led to financial challenges in my life. And also because my mother was an she was a drinker and smoker, I had sensitivities to sugar when I came out of the womb and was born because of her alcohol consumption. So I had to go back and explore those in utero experiences. So one of the things on the experiential path, if you have an incident coming up about a childhood experience, about an experience last year, you want to take that into meditation or to, when you're going on your walk, and to sit with it and see what else comes from that. Because we have to really acknowledge that little one within us. There is... if you've had issues from your childhood especially, there is a little one within us that was left as a child because we didn't know how to really incorporate her or him and take us with him. So we need to go back there and be with it. I have a notebook that my little one asked me to buy many years ago. I had bought my first one, and I write in it with colored felt pens. And I usually write with my left hand because sometimes they say the direction or the connection to the subconscious is greater if you write with your left hand. So first of all, I invite you to just find that inner child and perhaps remember fun times. For me, it was going boating and sitting on the deck of my boat with my parents and just riding through the waves. And so when I go back there, I remember the joy of my childhood. But then other times when I go back there, I go into situations where it weren't so joyful, where it wasn't so happy, and I let those emerge. And there's a beautiful truth in this. If you allow those experiences to emerge and to be with them and to meet them at the place where they were created, they can be transformed. And I do want to add here, if you are in a difficult situation and you have very difficult experiences from childhood, you may want to do this with a therapist and you may need support. So that's the first step, is to find your inner child. Find your and follow your inner child to playful situations and also painful, and then listen.
I love the way you put that, and I would like to add to that kind of a little story that one of my clients told me about some abuse that she suffered. So it not always is this going to be as clear to you. It isn't going to sometimes come up right in your face, or sometimes it will. And this particular client was having nightmares that she was being sexually abused. She didn't have any conscious awareness that this happened, but she just had a feeling that these dreams were happening for a reason. And so she told her partner about it, and her partner wanted to really help her, and she told her partner the person's name, and her partner looked up this person to see where this person was living. And this is the interesting thing, Sharon, that my client told me. As she was walking down a particular street, when she and her partner were on vacation, all of a sudden she passed an office building and she started throwing up. And she just kind of chalked it up to food poisoning, or because they were on vacation, her stomach was upset. She tried to find reasons why she threw up in front of this particular office building, and then they went back to the hotel and she was fine. Well, about a month later, she identified where her abuser was working. And, of course, it turned out to be that particular building that she ended up growing up in front of. Now, I mean, that to me is a phenomenal story.
Absolutely.
And based on what you said and based on what I just shared, everybody listening, please be aware that you are always being led and pushed by your higher self, by God, by whatever you want to call it, to look at the darkness in you, like Sharon said, so that you can release it, to let the light of you, who you really are, back in.
Exactly. Oh, that's so beautifully put. And it is so important to, you know, if you are going through a very deep situation, to have somebody there, because they can hold the space, they can hold the light for you while you go through these experiences until you can come out of it again. So you can be guided and really supported. And yes, to pay attention to what life is showing you, because it does want you to be whole and complete, and is going to show you the path. Another part
and
of this
is to share that experience, even if shame, if denial, whatever feelings come up, share it anyway. Go beyond your feelings, and you can ask yourself something as simple as, if I was operating from my divine space, what would I be aware of now? And by asking questions, that awareness is going to come to you, whether you're going to throw up in front of an office building or whatever is going, or you're going to go in utero like Sharon did, something is going to happen to trigger what you're asking for.
Absolutely. And as my teacher says, you don't have to go looking for these things necessarily. It's what will be revealed to you. I had no idea about my in utero experience, but I was doing a parenting class, and it all came up spontaneously. So again,
wow.
I want to emphasize, something else that you said is accepting the present moment, because once you accept where you are, you can be open to new experiences, just like the one that Jude mentioned. The next thing is to fall into a deep dialogue with your little one, allowing for her or him to be wherever he or she is in the moment. You don't have to convince them to do anything else, but just listen. There is a part of us inside that just needs to be listened to. And sitting with that, I use two different colors when I write with my inner child, one for their, who they are, and then one for me. And then you can learn to be a parent and be a kind soul to your little one. And then as you do that, then they are able to emerge into gaining their power back again. And really,
oh, Sharon, I love that, the two different colors. What a nice concept that is.
It does work, because then you can just see what your little one is writing and what you are writing, and allow that dialogue to go back and forth, and just keep your notebook along. I actually took my inner child with me when I purchased the notebook, and my notebook is so colorful. These are things that can be ongoing, you know, for your to support you. And so if you really are able to go into the experience, and I say this because it's just almost magical, and to be with it, perhaps in the support of a therapist, perhaps yourself, perhaps a loved one, and be with the situation, then you can learn from it, come out. And I truly believe that this can be a powerful understanding of where our addictions come from. And then once we know where they're coming from, we can distance ourselves even more gradually. I want to mention two other things that are important. Sometimes with addiction, as I have been, I've been asked to heal my lineage from addiction. And so that means my parents, my generation goes on one side of my family, it goes back four generations. And so if we can be with that too, and I truly believe that sometimes those of us who have had a difficult time with addiction, we are being asked to heal more than just ourselves. So again, if you can be with it, you can shift things. And again, too, when you see that you're healing more than yourself, that can give you even a deeper purpose in life.
Oh, I the way you said that was magnificent. And anybody who doesn't believe that we have that power, please rethink your power, because, excuse me, we are all one. And certainly we can choose to release something for our lineage, for our hereditary line. And I had a smile come to my face, Sharon, when you said, excuse me, when you said your lineage went back four generations on this. With me, it's been hundreds of generations that addiction have been in my family lineage, in both my father's side and my mother's side. So I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Oh, well, we're out of time, I know, but we don't know. I only know consciously about four generations.
Oh, okay.
But thank you. I know we are out of time, but I hope that this is supportive to people, that just knowing that we can experience past situations that can really heal us from our addiction, so that we can make new choices, and then we can gain our power back and really focus on being a different way in the world.
Oh, it is, and what you've really pointed out and what I would like to emphasize is that this is all about asking yourself, what can you now do to take responsibility, total responsibility for your life? What change is needed? And once you accept that, it's just amazing the help that shows up. It just comes, because the universe, God, whoever you want to call it, is here to support us in every possible way. And with that, I would like to ask you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I hope that as listeners, you have found some truth in what both Sharon and I have been saying. And with that, Sharon, would you like to add anything else in the closing?
Mm-hmm. Along with looking at what the causes of your addiction might be, also look at all the other aspects of your life and truly love yourself. And as Jude said earlier, see what is right with yourself. See what is right and build on that.
Oh, and when you really look, everything is right about you. There
yes.
is no need for shame or blame. Those are things that keep us limited. And there is nobody who is limited on this call. So with that, happy truth to each one of you. Thank you very, very much, Sharon, for your input. And I am
My
going
pleasure.
To say bye.
Bye for now.